Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Two Idaho hotel owners found shot in the middle of the night. But what does a pair of socks have to do with that?
Well, Nancy, earlier the couple confronted John Hart for entering other guest rooms and going through their things. The Meehans confiscate a pair of socks from Hart, angering him for making him look like a thief. Hart returned to his room, then entered the lobby where he shoots Rory and Sarah Meehan dead.
Hart facing murder one. 26-year-old Levi Davis stabs his mom, Carly Cantrell, multiple times in the neck and abdomen.
Carly's husband found her lying in a pool of blood. Neighbors reported seeing Davis's car leave the home, and the husband tells cops they had recently evicted Davis from their home. Cops track down Davis, finding him with multiple injuries and bloodied clothes in the back of his car. Davis is now charged with second-degree murder.
Holyoke police working on a drug trafficking investigation, and the hard work pays off.
Cops bust Anil Serrano for 9 drug and weapons-related crimes. They recover large amounts of heroin, cocaine, cash, and guns, including a ghost assault-style rifle from the 41-year-old. They hope this seizure will reduce violence in the area.
Kentucky police notice a 911 operator slurring words on the radio, and they head to dispatch to check it out.
The cops find Shauna Staten at her desk, severely slurring her speech and reeking of alcohol. They perform a field sobriety test, which Staten fails. She blows a .193 and is charged with public intoxication and official misconduct.
That's more than twice the legal limit. More crime and justice news after this.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
With the latest from crimeonline.com, here's John Limley.
At this hour in Stockton, California, the man arrested in connection with 6 murders has now faced a judge for the first time. Wesley Brownlee is charged with 3 counts of murder right now, but prosecutors do say he is connected with the other 3 homicides. Our friends at KCRA-TV ask San Joaquin County District Attorney Tori Verber-Salazar if hate crimes are now involved in the investigation, if targeting Hispanic men or people experiencing homelessness could have been his motive.
We're looking into that. That's still part of the ongoing investigation, and that there is a potential there could be additional charges in that arena as well. So we're developing that evidence.
As for what comes next for Brownlee, we know he's being held without bail, as the judge and prosecutors believe that he is too much of a violent risk to the community. The last man seen with Kristen Smart has been convicted of killing the college freshman. Smart vanished from a California campus more than 25 years ago. Our friends at Crime Online have details.
Paul Flores was taken into custody at his Los Angeles home just over a year ago. He was charged with murder during a rape or attempted rape. His father, Ruben Flores, was charged with being an accessory after the fact for reportedly helping hide Smart's body. A separate jury found the elder Flores not guilty. Smart's remains have never been found. Paul Flores faces 25 to life at his December sentencing.
Smart disappeared from California Polytechnic State University on the state's scenic Central Coast over Memorial Day weekend in 1996. The search for a missing Georgia toddler, presumed dead by police, has shifted to a landfill outside Savannah. This is where investigators are now sifting through trash for the child's remains. Chatham County Police Chief Jeff Hadley said investigators had evidence that prompted the landfill search for the body of 20-month-old Quentin Simon, but he declined to say what it was.
We believe that he was placed in a specific dumpster at a specific location, and it was brought here by regular means of disposal. I have every belief that we will find his remains here at the landfill.
Police began searching for Quentin on October 5th when his mother called 911 and said the boy had gone missing from his playpen. After more than a week spent searching the house and surrounding neighborhood, Hadley announced that police believe the child is dead. New video may show the last time Gabby Petito was seen in public with Brian Laundrie before her death. The surveillance video is from a Whole Foods store in Jackson, Wyoming, recorded on August 27, 2021, the date her parents believe she was killed. Our friends at Crime Online.
The new video shows Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie shopping at a Jackson Hole grocery store on the last day Petito was seen alive. The couple can be seen spending around 20 minutes at a Whole Foods in the town of Jackson. There's no audio, but it appears that Laundrie and Petito have very little conversation. They leave Whole Foods at around 2:30, heading back to the van. They sit there for 20 minutes before leaving. Laundrie is driving.
A 78-year-old Florida woman caught with $1,000 of stolen merchandise from Saks Fifth Avenue. Susan Stone removes the clothing tags in the bathroom, then tells police she didn't know what she was doing. She was under the influence of marijuana. She's now charged with grand theft. For the latest in crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Pause for a big thank you to our partner making today's program possible. Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. Amazing. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, your exercise, and medication decisions. All those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and a lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Thanks, Dexcom, for being our partner.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.